This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello, After Buzzers and Castle fans around the globe. Thank you for joining us for this series finale, a whole episode finale, the finale of the finale of Castle. That is Season 8, Episode 22, Crossfire, with special guest Tokes Olagundoye, coming up right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now, I just
name that song! Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us. I am JJ Snyder here with my co-host.
I am Lacretia Lyon, and as always, you can find me at LacretiaLyon anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And sitting right next to her, Tokes, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
You gave a big sigh when we played that song.
This will forevermore be a scary song to me.
Oh, it's such a scary song.
And Glenn Morgan didn't even write this episode.
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us. This is a momentous occasion. It is the final discussion, the final recap of Castle. It's the end of Castle. It's the end of AfterBuzz TV Castle. Mm-hmm. And we're so glad that you're here today to talk us through this.
Yeah, I'm happy
this
to be here.
This is great. Yes. All right, so Crossfire. What did you think of this episode?
I thought it was really good. I enjoy watching the show. I hadn't watched it before I came on, and I am watching past episodes all the way up. Mm-hmm. And I loved watching this season. I love watching everyone work. I think that everyone's so talented, and I thought that Nathan just nailed. I mean, he always nails the episodes, but he just, that one emotional scene that he had, which I've seen several times now because I went to the recording session for the music for the live orchestra, and they kept playing it over and over, and everyone in the room was like, what? I mean, just so good. He's so good. Yeah, it was wonderful to be able to watch it with him and Molly too. And I thought it was good. I thought they, you know, it's difficult to wrap up 8 seasons of a show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you joined them for the final.
Yeah.
The final. But, you know, you became a regular character. So you just mentioned you were tweeting last night with them.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us what that was like last night.
Well, poor Nathan just had shoulder surgery. So he was sort of, you know, arm in a sling and everything.
What was wrong with his shoulder?
We should probably have asked him that. But he's always, I've never seen the man in a bad mood. Never. I mean, he had us over. We were like, yeah, he's never having us over. Like, he's going to cancel. Totally didn't. Fed us. Like,
yeah. What does Nathan Fillion feed you when you're at his house?
He orders sushi.
Like to know. Sushi.
Oh, wow. He orders massive amounts of sushi, and everyone's really happy.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel privileged to just be around because I loved the people, I love the show, but I don't have clearly the same connection to it as everyone else who was on it for so long. I mean, like Molly, who's probably my closest friend from the group, that's been like half her life almost, you know? So there's a very different emotional connection that they have to it. And they seemed happy with the episode, and I was just really, you know, honored to be included.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we are going to discuss with all the fans today just feelings about the episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, going in, we knew Loxat was going to be addressed. We knew that much. And what did you think of the episode, being a fan?
As a fan, it was bittersweet, because as much as we'd like to have seen more, I think that ending like this gave us so much more than another season or spinoff could have possibly done. Is, you know, the ending was a nice happy ending when that's not what we were expecting going into our show last week. We just, you know, had the announcement that this will be the end, but luckily they taped this episode, so we were able to get closure on everything. Like, tie it up in a nice little bow. For fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I felt like there was a pace at the beginning of the episode, and I felt that it was like, oh, whoa, we're into this. Like, we're solving Loxat, and they had to almost push at a pace that they don't normally.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, it seemed faster.
It's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
To get done.
Yeah, it was a lot to get done. Yeah. Yes, exactly that.
Yeah, because it wasn't the kind of episode where you could, like, cut out a couple scenes or a couple lines. Like, everything that was in there was pertinent and needed to be shown.
Yes.
So,
yes. Yeah. And I, you know, in that pace, I always look for kind of the humor. Mm. And, you know, I appreciated it where it happened. And, you know, Nathan is always good at adding those moments
yes.
in. Ryan and Espo are also responsible for a lot of those oftentimes, yes. right? Yeah. But who would have ever known that Gerald McRaney would be Loxat?
Mac.
Oh, my
gosh.
That
broke my
heart. Mason would.
Because I love Mac so much. And I was just like, no, not Mac.
But
he's
I
know. So good. So, you know, just he did a great job.
At least you did say that the Secret Detective Society was a real thing. Yeah.
That's true, wasn't it? I know, because that would be highly offensive if it wasn't. Yeah. Like, wait a second, this was really important to Castle.
I think that was a really clever question that they put in there because it would have been something that I think the fans would have been like, wait, was that all a, you know, so it's good to leave that question answered.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. So he ultimately is this highly mischievous drug runner. I mean, that's who he is. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's hard to process.
It's very like, okay, powerful wow. guy.
Yeah, very, very powerful guy. Like,
yeah.
had a whole system, a whole scam.
Yeah,
this
that,
was like
that was
a
the one thing that I
scam.
Really loved about it being him was, I mean, you could tell anyway from the GDS episode that he was a really, you know, powerful guy.
Yes.
But just to show how powerful he is and how many strings he can pull and how many, you know, pots his fingers are in. And, like, I thought that was very clever.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone was happier about him being Loxat than Vikram. He's like, hey, it's not me.
That's a good call. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So many fans have had their finger on Vikram. Yeah. Isn't that true?
It is. Yeah,
yeah. It's true. Okay, so one of the best scenes was about third of the way into it, and you were in it, I thought, because when they had, and actually Zach, who is engineering for us today, who's so fabulous, we have some photos here today, two photos that are from the episode that would be great to show right now, and it's of Castle and Beckett kind of in the surveillance mode. There was a little bit of banter there with Beckett with her camera. Yeah, there we go. So this is the beginning of the scene, yes?
I believe so.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes,
it
yes,
is.
Yes,
oh, okay, and that's even before, this is the surveillance before yeah. that scene. Yes, and then we go at this abandoned warehouse, and you are going to be the sharpshooter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so many people were thrilled at your sharpshooting skills.
Yes. I spent a lot of time, like hours planning.
Really?
Like, yeah, practicing and just laying. Like, just like my husband was getting worried because I actually took it home with me. And I was laying in our hallway. We have a huge window at the end of the hallway. And I was laying, just watching, getting my stance correct. And he was like, you're going to get shot. Someone's going to see you. They're going to call SWAT. And you're going to get shot.
The drones are going to fly by.
God.
And be like,
yeah.
Oh, this lady's going
I was like,
crazy.
No one can see me. You know? He's like, yeah, great. Black girl with a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
You know, shot immediately. I was like, it's fine.
Can you imagine walking by with your dog? Is that woman holding a sniper
rifle?
We
live so, you know, like I was on the top floor. So it's like, you know, but I mean, someone could have seen me if they were like in a certain place with binoculars, but you know. And then like for several nights in a row, like whenever there was a commercial break on television, I would go and assemble the gun, then disassemble it, put it back, like every commercial break. And my husband was like, what is happening? What is happening in our home?
It can be therapeutic, the disassembling and assembling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're from Texas, so you probably can. You can probably assemble a rifle, right?
Probably.
I grew up with BB guns on a farm. Yeah.
There you go.
But you ended up getting really good at assembling it, right?
Tell us
about that.
Yeah. I actually have video for you guys that I'm going to release. That's me assembling it. Alexi Hawley was like, I'm going to take video of you doing that because it's so cool. So I did it, and I'm going to put it on Instagram, and I think that we might have a little contest attached to it.
Shall we have a contest?
Yeah, yes. I think so. I think that I'm going to release it at some point today, and the first person...
Oh, today?
Yeah, some point today.
Okay.
And the first person to write hashtag Toxic Avengers Contest...
Okay.
We'll win a Castle book. I have a lot of books, you guys. I'm going to be doing a lot of contests the next couple weeks. So, hopefully there'll be a few more happy Castle fans. And then I'm going to convention in Germany too. I'm going to bring some books there as well. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but...
Oh, now is this the same convention that we had last summer in Germany? Castle convention?
Maybe.
There's a fan convention every summer.
I think there are a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's the same one.
Yes, lots of fans in Germany. Who go. We have fans who've tweeted us photos from there. And
I love the German fans.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So with this contest that's going to be on Instagram, the hashtag is Toxic Avengers. It's TOKSIC Avengers Contest. So Toxic Avengers Contest. Be the first person to hashtag that and you will get a prize from Tokes.
You'll get a book of your choice.
Yes. And again, the video they're looking for is you assembling the gun.
It's me assembling the gun. Yeah. You can't miss it.
Oh, that's so tough. Are you
not? I might post a couple things before that just to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, Kathy proposed a really good idea for a video game. Call of Duty, the Haley Shipton saga.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like it a lot. Like it a lot. Yep. Okay, Kathy. We'll get it done.
Make it happen.
You clearly now have cop, detective... sniper in your arsenal after working on this show, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have been someone who goes to the gun range quite a bit, and I have always been interested in that kind of thing. I recently went to the correspondence dinner, I was seated at a table with Cheryl Ladd. And Cheryl Ladd and Jacqueline Smith are two of the women who are responsible for what I do because they were my favorite angels. And I wanted to be a Charlie's Angel since I was four. And to be able to sit there with her and thank her and tell her, you know, what I do right now on television is kind of that. You know, it was amazing. It was, like, pretty cool. So I've, like, in one way or another been practicing for this, like, since I was four.
Ooh, that's clandestine.
Awesome. Yeah.
And you're way better at handling a gun than Nathan. It's so funny to watch. Like, you know, when it popped out last week and you just grab it so effortlessly, it's like, yep.
But he's good at it, though.
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, he plays bumbly a little bit. Like, you know, he's like, oh, I'll let the ladies handle it.
Yeah, but I think that's affected. Yeah. I think he's, like, doing that on purpose. He's, you know.
And you did take out several people in that scene.
Yeah, that was
rough. You took out, what, at least four, you know?
It was four, and then I was aiming for five. And it was rough because the way I was lying down, the rifle was set in a and I had to, like, spin it, and it did not want to spin. So it was a little painful. And if anyone remembers that Instagram post where my husband and I had ice packs on our heads, we hit our heads the same day, that windowsill that I'm lying underneath... I went back to lie down, and I went right into it. That's what I hit my head on. So, yeah.
Oh.
Boy, did I see stars.
I bet they were all over you with an ice pack, weren't they?
Well, first, it made such a noise that they thought I'd split my head open. And I had my hand over my head, and they were like, oh, no, because we only had, like, literally 10 minutes to film that scene.
Yes.
And so I was like, am I bleeding? And they were like, no. I was like, all right, let's keep going.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Wow.
Makeup. Covers the bump.
Okay, well, on this poll that I have done on Twitter, I asked Castle fans how they felt about the ending.
Yes,
right?
I'd love to know.
Because it was an interesting ending. It was an alternate ending. Could have ended that way. And if we would be having a season 9, it would have ended another way. So the categories were you loved it, you hated it, or you felt, meh, whatever. So, well, the good news is, first of all, no one hated it.
Oh,
okay?
Oh wow.
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked.
Yes.
Most of the time, people who have negative things are the loudest. Yeah.
Yeah, no, not true. 58% loved it. 42% felt it was meh, whatever. And I thought that was interesting. I even came up with those categories just in looking on Twitter and seeing what people's reactions were this morning and last night.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of positive reactions. There were a lot of positive feelings. You're like,
No, I feel like there were so many negative people. I shouldn't say that because you're allowed to feel how you feel. But I feel like there was a lot of, people being nasty. People being nasty.
Well,
and I think that that caused a lot of people who are not usually vocal to come out. Because a lot of, I started to get, like, I probably got 20 times more tweets that were like, we love you, don't mind those people, there are positive people in the fandom, we're so happy you're on the show. And it was like, I've been getting it, like, the last 2 weeks, and it's continued. So I think that this kind of caused, like, the positive people to come out and be like, no, we're not going to allow this fandom to look like this. We want this fandom to look the way it actually is and actually represent. And instead of being quiet and just watching it happen, I'm going to be a part of it. I kind of feel like that is what happened. And I'm so happy it did because the fandom, for the most part, are positive, lovely, loving, supportive people.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and most of the comments I saw, there's a lot of people who were confused by it. I mean, even in the chat, they were a little confused because of how, like, you know, you have Christopher Aloha's character come in and shoot them, and then they're in each other's arms, which is sweet, and that's a good ending as well. Like, you know, a little bit Romeo and Juliet, but still good. But then you have, 7 years later. And I think some people were wondering if that was real or not.
I wished they hadn't put 7 years later. Because I personally like mysterious endings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has an opinion on what happened to Tony.
But a lot of people didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I'm not Norwegian. We like things that are dark.
So, I do, too. I'm like, I wouldn't have minded an ambiguous ending. I'm like,
My first question is, who saved them? That was like, before the even 7 years later came up, I was like, who saved them? Who saved them? Who found them?
Haley.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Right, Tokes? It was your character.
Totally me.
You should just put that out on Twitter right now.
I think, if I'm being honest, I think just like, you know, how he destroyed that wall. I think husband strength is a strong thing.
Mm.
I do. And, you know, like mom strength for kids.
Yeah.
I think that there's husband strength. Oh, I really do.
Interesting.
I think that when a guy sees his woman in peril, there's stuff that kicks in. I do. So I wouldn't be surprised if he managed to get to a phone and dial 911. That's how I like to think of it.
No, that kind of makes sense. Actually, I totally buy that, too, because I watched it several times, the end, because I was like, I have to take in every moment. And they sort of focused a little bit on Beckett's eyes closing at the end, which kind of took you away from Castle. So in my mind, yeah, Castle could have, like, reached over for a phone. That's what I was like, reach over. Okay, so explain to me what you guys thought, though. So we pan from them on the floor holding hands, and then we go to an empty room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the same room, but with children's toys? What was the empty room image about?
I honestly don't know. I really don't. I will ask Alexi the next time I see him, because I want to know. But at this point, I don't know. I didn't know the ending. We didn't see it. We didn't have the script. Mm. Only the people in it had the script. So most of us in the cast didn't know.
So you really didn't know what happened?
No.
Did you know they were going to get shot at the end?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, that I knew.
I'm glad you're forthcoming about that.
That I knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for all you knew before last night, they might have died in the series?
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay. I honestly had no idea.
Wow.
And I was hoping that that was not the case.
Yes.
No. That would have made me very emotional. Yeah. Just because I also know them as people, and I know how much they love their characters.
Mm-hmm.
I know how very, very much those two absolutely love playing those characters. And I think it would have been so sad for them if those characters had died.
Oh, so sad for for the fans.
So sad for the fans, but I think that the fans forget, like, yeah, you love these characters, and because you love them, this show is successful, but to spend that much time inside a character, I don't know that people understand what that's like. You know, like, if you imagine how much time you spend with your best friend or your whatever, if you imagine them passing away. So this is like your best friend, but you're inside this person and you're kind of creating this best friend of yours. So to lose that, I mean, just to say goodbye to it, even if you leave the character alive, even after a year, is so sad. It's horrifying because you're just like, wow, this is like a friend I'm never going to hang out with again. You know, so if they had passed, I don't know that any of us, especially them, would have been able to handle it.
Yes. And, you know, along those same lines, I think the fans were very clear, like, don't even think of killing Kate Beckett off.
Yeah.
Don't even think of it. And leaving Castle and think this show's going to go on. That sort of became clear that that was not going to be acceptable.
To some fans.
Well, yeah, but to a lot of fans. I mean, not just the people who blamed, you know, ABC for Kate leaving.
Which you do know, though.
Yes. What?
That there are a lot of people who don't publicly tweet things because they don't want to get pounced on.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'll leave it at that.
Yes. There. Okay, I know what you're insinuating. There's more to the story, guys.
There's more to the story, there are a lot of people who have a lot of opinions. It's just that some people are more vocal with opinions than others.
True.
Certain groups. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But, you know, we all know we're going to get pummeled if we put out a certain opinion, and we don't want to. And that's absolutely fair. And people who are living private lives and, you know, don't want to be public about things, that's great. And sometimes you follow them back, and sometimes they send you DMs.
Well,
it happens. So, and I'm not saying one faction is right or wrong or this or that, and clearly I wanted both of them to stay alive. But I'm just saying that the people who were the most vocal were not necessarily... That's not the only opinion that was held.
You've learned a lot working on this series.
I mean,
playing this character, but also in this experience of being in the public eye and on social media.
I was on another show, and we, you know, I may not have had as many fans, but they were very vocal people. And I was lucky that for the most part, my character was very well loved. But there are always people out there who want to try and mess up your day by being nasty. They might not even necessarily mean what they say. They just want to be nasty.
They do it to us too, yeah.
I mean. So, but, you know, you've probably seen the way that I deal with it. Like, I'm just like, okay, whatever. You know, it doesn't... And I appreciate so much the fans that, you know, are like, oh, God, you know, don't pay attention to them. Like, but it does not hurt my feelings. It does not hurt my feelings because I'm aware that people are very passionate about it. But also, I don't know you personally. So that's like me walking down the street and someone yelling an insult at me. It's like, oh, well, I don't know you. And we're clearly not going to be friends. So I'm just going to keep walking. But I do have to say, however, that unfortunately, a lot of that colored my personal experience with it negatively. Because even though it did not hurt my feelings, it was very frustrating to be blamed for things and sort of bullied. I hadn't done anything but my job. And the fact that I loved my job and I was sad to maybe see my job go away, I was given a lot of flack for that. And accused of, well, you just want to do this because you want money. And if anyone had any idea how much money actors really make, lead actors, of course, and they deserve it. They carry the show. They make a lot of money. But the rest of us, we don't. And we don't work every single day throughout the year, throughout every single year. We have to save. So to be accused of being petty that way and not having people appreciate the fact that I love my character and I loved working with these people, it just painted the whole thing in a manner where I was kind of like, you know?
Well, we love you, and everyone in our chat has nothing but things.
Most people are lovely and wonderful. Lovely and wonderful.
Speaking of lovely and wonderful, Zach, we have a little video tribute from Alexis Torres, who's a former host here on the AfterBuzz TV Castle After Show. She has shared her thoughts about last night's episode from her car. And here she is, guys, just saying hello to all of us.
The finale was amazing and crazy and bittersweet. There's just a roller coaster of emotion. It was absolutely crazy. The ending was also kind of interesting, but I can talk about that at a different time. I wanted to say hello to my lovely ladies, JJ and Lucretia. You guys are amazing. Obviously, our amazing guest, Tokes. I'm sad that I can't be there to talk about the finale and things like that. But I definitely wanted to say that, one, I knew Mason was up to no good. I was like, I don't like you, and I don't know why. And clearly, we found out why. Tokes, holy smokes. I wasn't trying to rhyme there, but holy smokes. You're a girl after my own heart, putting a sniper rifle in a guitar case. Absolutely beautiful.
Isn't that cute? She's post this on YouTube, guys, if you want to watch the whole thing. But isn't that cute?
Yeah.
She does this on her lunch break from her car.
Oh my god, I love it.
Because she's dedicated. So that was fun, you guys. Give Alexis a tweet if you have a moment. And Zach, I can see up on the screen right now another photo, which is of a guitar case with a gun in it.
And I love how it's blue velvet.
It's actually black.
Oh, really?
It's actually black. But I think the lighting might.
The lighting makes it look blue.
Oh.
I was like, yeah. Oh, David Lynch reference. Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, look at that. So
I miss that thing.
I don't even think.
Zach has said it's the new dress. It's like, is it black or is it blue?
Well, you know, by the time you guys see the show, a lot of the stuff, a lot of what we're wearing, a lot of the furniture looks a completely different color than what it actually is.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh. Because they have filters and they're putting mood and lighting.
Yeah, and they do color correction and yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
It's interesting, yeah.
Yes. By the way, part of this celebration today is that Lucretia brought scotch.
Mm-hmm.
So we are actually drinking what we presume is Nathan Fillion's favorite drink, or his character's favorite drink anyway, which is scotch.
I know his favorite drink is.
Yes.
I should know that.
Yes. I'm drinking kombucha.
Kombucha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you saying, ashamed of it?
I would love to be partaking in the scotch, but...
Yeah. No, that's okay. Yeah. That's all right.
I'm not pregnant before anyone starts any of that nonsense.
Oh my gosh.
By the way,
yes, go ahead.
Oh, good. I was just going to say, Kathy Mayer in the chat wanted to wish you a happy anniversary with your husband.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that was yesterday. Big day. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was yesterday.
No doubt. Let's talk a little about the guest stars, because there were a few new faces. Well, Mr. Flynn, we played his song at the beginning of the episode. He was creepy.
Not in real life.
No, I'm sure he's not.
I met him very briefly in real life, but he's very nice.
Yes. That was a scary character. And you know the actor, Mr. Flynn.
Jed Reese. He was in Deadpool. So anyone who's seen Deadpool, he was the recruiter. He gets a lot of, like, you know, fun with Deadpool gets a lot of fun at his expense.
And we have three children to talk about. These new children that we were introduced to at the end of the episode.
My favorite tweet last night was just all caps. That's a lot of children.
I know. I kind of thought the same thing. I was like, wow, three? Oh, okay.
I'm like, and he already had Alexis. I was like, Castle's fertile.
Well, that's the thing too. Molly was like, where's Alexis? And we were like, yeah, she's gone.
I kind of felt like she could have been in that scene. Like, at least sitting at the table. I don't know. She could have. And I went back and watched it a couple times because I was so amused. But, there was a daughter, and then there were two sons. Twins. I think they were twins
I
replayed it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes. I'm pretty sure it was twins.
I wish I knew. Yeah, really busy. But he has the money for nannies. Fine.
Oh, man. That was fun.
Did we have names for the children?
I didn't have names for the children. No. Does anyone want to name the children?
Yeah, let's play it.
The daughter was named. Yeah. Someone tweeted it today because it was on IMDb. They named her Lily.
Aww.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
How do they spell it?
I think it was Lily.
Oh, okay. Because we had the woman who did my hair on the show. Her name's Lily.
So maybe that's why.
We have a picture of her. Okay, here she is with her little cupcake. She's a doll. I believe this little actress's name is Rainey Spurlock.
Lovely.
I believe. Sweet. She's on IMDb. She sure had a great little cameo.
Yeah.
That's a good cameo. Yeah,
absolutely.
To be Stana Katic and Nathan Fillion's daughter.
Yeah.
And then these little twin boys. And a lot of people are making memes out of, like, those moments.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes, a lot. Oh, like, no. Just of Stana picking up the boy or Nathan and Stana's hands at the dinner table. And, yeah.
Nice.
So, what was the tone in the room last night? Was it emotional? I mean, clearly you guys stopped taping several weeks ago, but for Molly and Nathan, what was it like?
It was a little emotional. I mean, I think the last time I taped was like 3 weeks ago. I had to do some reshoots. And then I saw a lot of people last week. Was it last week that we did the live recording? So I've been seeing people, and Molly and I hang out. And when I'm with Nathan, no matter what's happening, I'm laughing. The guy is so lighthearted, and he's just so funny and quick and witty, and does not take himself seriously at all. And Molly and I laugh a lot as well, and they have a very, very special relationship, the two of them. I mean, he really is like her dad in many ways. And my husband was there, and her boyfriend was there, and his best friend was there, and it was we were having fun. We were having a really good time, and I'm sure that people were sad in their own ways, but you know, I think that everyone's really proud of the work they've done, and everyone's really proud of the show, and a lot of us really love each other very much and will stay in touch, which is rare after shows. A lot of times after shows people just go their separate ways. I know that Nathan has special relationships with most people on the show. John was supposed to come and tweet with us, but he wasn't feeling well, and then I think everyone else is traveling.
I think I saw on Twitter Seamus is traveling. So yeah. I would think, I mean, you guys shot for 9 months in a row.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure people are like, whew, well, Nathan's getting surgery, but get your surgery, travel.
He already, but he went away for a while before the surgery.
He did.
Yeah.
Where did he go? Where did he go?
I don't know. Ask questions. I'm a really bad question.
Sorry, I'm prying.
I'm just kind of like, cool. Like, I don't. Yeah. I should ask more questions in life, but I don't.
No, that's okay. What about you? Do you feel the need for a vacation? Are you inspired to do a vacation?
I'm going to Norway soon to see my family.
Awesome. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My husband has never been. He's not met most of my family, and he's not met my grandma, who's one of the most important people in my life. My grandma was in the resistance during World War II when Nazis occupied Bergen. And her second husband, not my real grandfather, but very much like my real grandfather, was also in the resistance. And they have a lot to do with why I am the way I am. And my grandmother ran one of the biggest electronic stores in Norway when she was quite young. She's kind of an amazing woman. And strong woman. And she wasn't able to come to my wedding. She's 90. So it's very important for me that she meet my husband, and it's her. Excellent. Well, she's turning 90, so we're going to her birthday. And then we're going to Frankfurt for the convention, and then we want to spend some time in Berlin because we're there. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might pop over to London for a while because it's been a couple of years. So, yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good. Well, we'll have fun following you.
Okay, you can be in my suitcase.
We're going to physically, Lucretia, Alexis, and I are going to, like, we're going to start a fan club and stalk you. We're not creepy, but we are going to keep in touch with you.
Absolutely.
And I can't even tell you how nice it's been. I said right before we started the show, actually, I said, you don't skip a beat. And then I kind of stopped because I wanted to say it for the fans, too. But what I've admired you guys about having Tokes on is that you work really hard. And I know we've talked about how hard you think actors need to work, and I see that in you. But to have a series finale last night and then to be here doing this right now, like, yeah, you got your stripes. So, I'm proud of you. Lucretia, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you know, I just have to say, because I even wrote a little thank you tweet to ABC as well. Like, you know, I was so happy to have, like, Tokes come into the show and make the show a little bit different, and that's why I wish it had gone on. But just to see, like, Nathan, who I've been a fan of since he was on One Life to Live, get 8 seasons of a show after struggling, I mean, with Firefly and Drive and literally everything, I'm just like, we're just thankful to have that. And that's why I wish, like, everybody kind of felt that point of view. But we know it's America. You're allowed to have your opinion, but... Yes.
Now, I'm going to push you a little, and you don't...
Sure, push,
I mean, yeah, the finale was last night. But if you could... It's, well, they're recasting now for pilots and sort of like as you move forward, if you could design a character that you would next play on television, could you break it down a little bit?
I actually very easily could, because it would actually be a mixture between the two series regulars I've had, because I love doing comedy, I love doing all sorts of different characters, and I love playing a badass. So it would be sort of like an Alias, but funny. Right? Like JJ a spy Abrams? Who like plays a lot of different, like, you know, like does a lot of different roles and accents and stuff, but it's funny. I would love to do something like that. I don't know if that will ever happen, and I'm sure whatever I end up on, I'll be very happy with, because that's kind of what I like as an actor. I'm just happy to have a job, and whatever it is, I kind of dive in and find what I love in it.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, that's what I would totally love to do, because I just get such a kick out of that stuff.
Yes. See, and while you're in London, maybe you could just join MI6. I mean,
I'm already in qualified. MI6.
Yeah.
Already done that.
Yeah, no, but I just, you know, I feel really lucky. And like Tamala said, I mean, talk about it. I love that woman so much. Like she said the day after the news was released about her not returning, you know, just to be a working actor is, it should not be expected. Like, you want to have that hope, but it should not be expected, because it's rare. And she, you know, it's you need to feel lucky and blessed and appreciate it. And I'm sad I was only on the show for 1 year, because I had so much fun, but I feel so lucky to have been on this show for even that amount of time. Like, I'm so, I will cherish it for the rest of my life.
Yes, and I'm going to borrow some of that thinking just as a fan too, you guys, is we should appreciate that we had 8 seasons of this show to watch. I mean, and there are always reruns, let me tell you.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's like sad, because 8 seasons is a long time. Yes. Like anyone who works on the show, like we're sad we're not going to be working together, but it's a long time. You can't be sad about that. It's great.
That's how I feel as a fan.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, a little trivia, because I was reading through Castle trivia and like mementos today. But could you guys guess what the highest rated Castle episode was of all times? Mm-hmm. And you might not know it by number, but you might be able to figure it out by the plot point. Because if you think about what drives Castle.
That's funny. I know. So, I'm like, me, I'd pick any of them with Adam Baldwin just because I'm.
Zach.
I love Adam, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, it was the season finale of season 4, episode 23. It was called Always, and it was when they got together.
Yeah. That makes sense. I've not gotten to that yet.
And did the wild thing.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Family show.
Yeah. I know. Well, it shows you where everyone's minds are. But that was the highest rated episode.
Interesting.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
They actually.
Yeah, of course. And everyone's like, always, hashtag always. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Yay.
That's so sweet. Well, some positive news. Everyone is trying to give you suggestions on your new job, Tokes.
Oh, like, good.
Like, Tokes, Kathy says you should be on a Shonda show or The Walking Dead. And I know we're both big fans of that show.
Yes. We are, but it's filmed in Atlanta. So hot and muggy. Yeah.
Because they film it at the worst time of the year, too, usually in the summer. And
I prefer just to watch it and love it from a distance.
we need you on a show in L.A. or Vancouver.
Or New York.
Like you, New York. Okay, okay. All
right. Maybe stretch it to Boston.
We're helping you.
Biz's Ducking 2K14 says you should join Gotham. That's shot in New York, and I would love that. Yeah. I like that
That's
show.
That's a fun show.
Yeah.
That's a really fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, that one's in New York, so you can work that out.
Yeah.
Love it.
Wow. Amazing.
All right, guys. I think it's time to wrap up. I'm J2 Snyder on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm going to pass it over to you, Lucretia and Tokes. And Tokes, please tell us again about your Instagram contest today.
Oh, the Instagram contest. I will post a video of myself assembling that sniper rifle. And if the first person to hashtag Toxic Avengers contest will win a book.
Cool. And as always, guys, you can find me at LACRETIALYON in anywhere on the internet.
Oh, and my Instagram is TOLYKAY, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, that's important. Yeah. That's important.
Sorry.
All right, guys, from the AfterBuzz TV studio, we would like to specially thank the invisible person behind the Twitter handle, AfterBuzz TV Castle, who has run the Twitter hashtag for us for months and months. Thank you for your dedication. And thank you guys all in Germany and Brazil.
Thank you to
some
of the
other countries all around the world.
France, Spain, Italy, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Norway. I mean, we've got them everywhere. And there's such amazing, amazing fans in the show. We'd not have had 8 seasons without them.
It's been an amazing conversation. And thanks for joining us for a conversation about Casket and all things Castle. Yeah. We'll see you on ABC on reruns, guys. Take care.
Yay.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.